When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why, hello, everybody, and welcome back. I am here to bring you this week's upcoming movies. And if you're wondering, who am I? Well, I'm the deputy of Movie Deputy Podcasts. We have our upcoming movies episodes that go live every Thursday to let you know the movies that went live this week. Now, some of them have already come out earlier in the week. I know I keep getting messages about that, but who knows? Maybe some people haven't heard of these yet. But I always focus the most of my attention on the ones that are going to be opening on the following day, so tomorrow. So those are always the big ones, if there are any big ones to open this week. And honestly, I'm surprised. In the last weeks, we had 1 week with like 23 movies and a couple weeks with 21 movies. This week, we've only got 12 movies to talk about. Now, big studios usually try to pair things together. I mean, like the whole Barbieheimer thing and all of that. And I mean, just big titles typically go with big titles. So you're probably wondering, are there any big titles opening this week? And I will say there is one. Now, mind you, as we're getting into the end of summer, we're approaching fall. I know this year is going by so fast. And honestly, this weekend is the start of September. I mean, where did this year go? I'm already just kind of going, what? And so obviously we're going to be starting to get into a lot of horror movies. And if you've been also paying attention, another show that we always have going live today is right now we are doing our Thirsty Thursday series. Every Thursday, we are showcasing another Saw movie. And this week is no different, so I hope you caught that episode. If not, check that out on our movie reviews page. So that is always going to be fun. And like I said, be sure to come back every Thursday. We are focusing on all the Saw movies in order. Now, the only one that's going to be out of order on those is going to be Saw X, as that is going to be opening at the end of September, which I am just still amazed that we're already in September. But that's going to be the only one out of order. But I will also republish that one on the 10th Thirsty Thursday in order. And yes, believe it or not, there are actually 10 Saw movies with this new Saw X. There's currently 9, but that one will make 10. Now, will that be the end of the story? I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. But you're probably wanting me to go ahead and get into these upcoming movies, and I want to jump right in. I will say we have a wide variety of movies this week. Thankfully, I think there's only 2 that have subtitles, so yay for that. It's just, if you've listened to me for very long, you know I don't like subtitles at all. And I hope you have already subscribed to my program so that you always get the latest and greatest from Movie Deputy, which is me, as I'm the deputy of Movie Deputy. And you may think, okay, deputy's not your name. No, my first name's Jen. So... but I go by deputy a lot, not to confuse, and I'm not trying to be a cop or anything weird like that, not trying to impersonate anything, but I interrogate movies for their plot and content, and that's kind of what I'm doing here with these upcoming movies. I haven't actually seen these movies yet, so I'm interrogating the trailers. So bear with me, it's always a bit of a ride, and I can almost guarantee at some point I'm going to get tongue-tied. It's just a name in the game. And I stopped editing that out a long time ago just because it's like, that's all, folks. But except it's never the end of the story with me. So on August 29th, we only had one movie that opened. It's called Deltopia. And you might be wondering, okay, that's a weird title. And that's kind of what I was thinking. I had no idea what to expect. But Deltopia, it's the biggest college party in the country. There's a lot of drugs, alcohol, some girls that want to go and some guys that are interested in them. They want to get a hold of some drugs, and so they send the boys on this wild goose chase to get the drugs for them. And as the night goes on, it really turns into a riot of property damage and personal damage, and it just kind of turns into a mess that honestly feels like almost a reflection of the last couple years of life, as we've seen just things that just got out of hand so quickly in the news. And it's just, I think this is kind of supposed to be a spoof on that a little bit. But I mean, if you're not the college crowd that likes the out of control parties, you're probably not going to get much out of this movie. Now, on August 30th, there's only one movie that opens. And when I watched this trailer, I'm like, you've got to be kidding. And then I watched another trailer. And then I went back and watched him again. And I'm like, I cannot believe they are doing this. Now, I know a lot of people love sloths, the little animals. They're the ones that move so slow and they are so cute. A lot of people are just in love with those animals. And this movie is kind of about them, but not in a good way. This one is called Slotherhouse. Now, I'll give you a guess to what word that's a play on. If you haven't figured it out yet, then you haven't been watching enough movies. But it's actually Slotherhouse, and it's a play on the whole word of slaughterhouse, in case you didn't pick that up. And in this one, in the wild, sloths are kind of the betas. But in this story, the sloth is the alpha, and he's going around killing people. And it's kind of that whole adventure of like who he's targeting and why he's targeting them. Or she, it doesn't say if the slother is a boy or a girl. So who, I mean, honestly, I don't know on that. But when you think of like a serial killer, you don't think of a sloth. But that's going to change after this movie. Like I said, it's not funny, but it's just I could not get the idea of a killer sloth out of my brain after I watched this trailer, and I've been chuckling about it since. Now, we're going to jump forward here to September 1st, and we're going to come out with the third installment of a movie that we've been pretty familiar with, the Equalizer series with Denzel Washington. Oh, it's not a series, but it was the Equalizer 2, and now the Equalizer 3. And this is supposedly the final chapter. We'll see. But he's been retired and he's living in Italy and he's just kind of just living the good life. Well, that quickly comes to an end when he accidentally crosses paths with the mafia. And one of the things in the trailer it says vengeance meets his equal. And then it keeps focusing on the trailer on the whole 9 seconds. If you followed the other movies, you know, he sets a timer on his watch and he gives them so many seconds, or his captor, so many seconds to do something. And if they don't do something in that time frame, then he takes care of business. And again, this is just, it looks like a good follow-up. Will this be the end of the story, though? We'll have to wait and see. Our next one is called Beaten to Death. This one just, this is violent. This is gory. This is just violence upon violence upon violence. Now, you may be wondering, it's okay, why is she describing it like this? But I'm getting to that. This guy wakes up to find his love, I don't know if it's his wife, girlfriend, whatever, she's dead and she's next to him and she's beaten to a pulp. Well, he decides to try to figure out what happened to her and he ends up getting beaten to a pulp. He ends up kind of running for his life and obviously they're chasing him. Basically, anybody that these people come in contact with get beaten to a pulp. And like, that's pretty much the entire premise of the movie. So I guess it's got a good title with Beaten to Death. But yeah, like I said, it's just, okay, I don't mind bloody, gory horror. And this one, it's like, it's got to have a story to go with. It's like me, I like the Saw movies. I like some of these other types of movies. But this one is just uncivilized violence. Not that these movies are ever civilized, but it's just over the top and just, ugh. Now, our next one actually looks like it might have something going for it a little bit. It's a story we've seen before. It's not a movie we've seen before, but you'll understand a little bit more here. It's called The Good Mother. Her son gets murdered. This woman is a mother, and her son gets murdered. She goes hunting for answers because the police aren't doing well enough job on their own. And she ends up finding that kind of leads to drugs. When she finally gets on the trail, but there's people determined to stop her from following the clues and figuring out what happened. But she's determined to see it through to the very end. Now, is it going to be her end or is she going to finally get some justice? You'll have to figure it out for yourself because honestly, I couldn't figure it out either from the trailer. It's one of those ones where it kind of hinted to a way that the ending might go, but usually when it does that, it leaves you guess until the end. Now, our next one is called King of Killers. Now, you're probably noticing a trend with all of these ones, with at least the topics of these movies. And with King of Killers, the whole movie is about contract killers, basically the mafia. If you combine like some sort of a mafia with like Hunger Games, it's the best of the best against the best. Kill or be killed. Some of them team up together, other ones don't. The last one standing as, I guess, the winner. But it's like, what do you win if you're just the best? I guess you win with your life. So at least that's what I'm taking away from it from the trailer. Hopefully, I mean, that might help a little bit. Like I said, we've seen stories kind of like this, but this is basically mafia against mafia. Now, our next one, it actually looks pretty funny. It's an absolutely star-studded cast. And I normally don't focus on the cast on ones like this, but this one, it looks like a funny comedy. And it's done in a completely different way. It's either going to be enjoyable or it's going to be absolutely stupid. There's really no middle ground on stories like this. And bear with me, this title, I wasn't sure I was pronouncing it right until I watched the trailer and then I heard the name pronounced. But it's Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose. Now, that name really is as weird as it sounds. But Nandor Fodor, I think he's the parapsychologist. This is supposedly based on true events. It's hard to imagine, but I mean, who knows nowadays? But how far would you go not to believe? There's this talking mongoose named Jeff that lives in the walls of this old house. Only certain people can hear him. Other people can't. And so they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to follow the clues. They're trying to find Jeff, if Jeff even exists. And one of the lines in the trailer that kind of got my attention, and it'll get my attention if I watch this as well, is we hear with our eyes as much as we do with our ears. Now, I had to stop and think about that for a second. But if you'd stop and think about that just for a second, your brain kind of starts spinning. There looked to be like a lot of slapstick comedy. It almost was like trying to mirror old Monty Python type bits. At least that's how it felt in the trailer. I'm going to try not to set my hopes up too high for it, but it actually looks pretty cute. Our next one is called All Fun and Games, and it has nothing to do with fun and games. The movie's actually titled All Fun and Games. And like I said, it's anything but. It's taking place in Salem, and that growing up as kids there, they really didn't learn the true history of Salem, and a lot of the stories were lost to time. Well, a boy finds a knife that's attached to an old, forgotten story, and he reads the inscription on the knife and unlocks a demon. In order to survive the game, they must play, but if they quit, they die. Now, what kind of game is it? That remains to be seen, but they have to see it through to the end. Does this mean that they will survive the game if they play it all the way through to the end? I don't think it's going to be that simple. And again, it's one of these just unnecessarily gory type stories. Is it going to be a decent story to it? It has potential, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, our next one is actually an animated movie, basically a cartoon. It's called Ernest and Celestine, A Trip to Gibbertia. And the title is as confusing as it sounds. Like I said, it is animated, but it is entirely in subtitles. And the motto of this area that's called Gibbertia, this little town community, is their motto is, that's just how it is. Well, one of them wants to play some music, but it's forbidden because they're only allowed to play one note in Gibbertia. Like, literally a single note. Imagine how boring music would be if you could only play a single note. And one of the lines is, if you look for the notes, you'll find the melody. And I thought that was actually a really beautiful quote. Like I said, it is subtitles, but like I said, playing music is forbidden. And it's just, I don't know which way this one's going to go. It's kind of a little dark for an animated movie, almost more anime type style a little bit. It looks like it could be really cute, but like I said, these ones would be more dubbed than subbed. And if you don't know what I mean by that, dubbed means that they have like English speakers that basically read the lines as they are coming across the screen. So you're hearing the movie in English, even though it's taking place in another language, and you don't have to bother reading the subtitles at the bottom. So I do wish more titles would be dubbed rather than subbed, just because it might make them a little easier to follow. But like I said, that one, it looks like it's cute. I don't know if it's aimed at younger audiences or more adults. It seemed like it was aimed at more tweens, teens, and young adults more so than children. But honestly, I'm not sure, as I've never even heard of these characters before. Our next one, we're getting back into horror. It's just that our last three movies, they're all kind of the horror genre. And like I said, we're getting into that fall season where a lot of the movies are going to focus like that. But I'm going to try to mix in some of my older reviews throughout the week, as we have our programs every day of the week. Monday through Thursday, we have just our normal reviews. Of course, Thursdays are our Thirsty Thursdays for Saw movies right now. And then our movies for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are typically the new ones that open that weekend. So that's just kind of what I'm trying to do with some of these. But our next movie that's coming out on Friday is called What Doesn't Float. There is one town that this story focuses in, and there are seven different stories that are going on. There's something that connects all seven of these stories together. It's really dark, a lot of, again, violence and just kind of stuff that's maybe a little bit over the top. It's interesting how they're approaching it with the different stories and the connections that bring it all together. Would this have done better as a series? Possibly, but it was kind of hard to tell just from the trailers. Our next one is called Don't Look Away. This one honestly looks like a better version of the movie It Follows. It's basically they're being followed by something, but it only follows them when they're not looking at it. If they look at it, it stops. And all I could think of is like the ghosties when you're playing like Super Mario Brothers and you face towards them, they stop chasing you, but you run away from them and they chase you. Except this isn't like the cute little ghosties in a video game. This is more of this creature is just following them. Doesn't matter how far you run or hide, it will find you. And I should probably do the It Follows review probably within the next week or so too. It Follows was so dull. The best part of It Follows was the soundtrack for it. But yes, It Follows, I mean, it was trying to have a good premise. This one looks like it takes it up to that next level. So if you're a fan of It Follows, you will probably like Don't Look Away. If not, it's going to maybe be confusing for some. Now, our last one that's opening on Friday, it's called A Day and a Half. I don't know why it's called that unless the whole story takes place over a day and a half. And this one is our other subtitled movie, unfortunately. But it's a man that is demanding to find his family. They escaped from him. I think it's more of a domestic violence type situation, but it doesn't really go into a lot of details on that. But basically his wife, and I think there's a child involved, they escaped and he's determined to hunt them down and find them. That's basically the rough premise of the story. Now, like I said, the movies this week kind of had a theme. I mean, just like I said, we're getting into that time of year. But I hope there was maybe something in there that at least caught your attention. If not, I'm hoping it will at least help you stay away now that you know what to expect. I'm sure I have got a list. I've got listeners across the gamut of people who are interested in the different ones on that. So I'm hoping you're going to have a great weekend. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share to never miss a moment of Movie Deputy. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.